Be aware of your bodies. Be aware of the space surrounding you. Be aware of the central axis of your bodies. Be aware of the up and the down, in front, behind, left and right. Locating ourselves here and now in time and space. To the east of us, I invite the Archangel Raphael. The angel of the morning, the angel of the divine breath. May we be inspired. May the divine life flow into us. May we be upheld by the wings of the morning. May Raphael extend its wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the east. To the south of us, I invite the Archangel Michael, the Lord of Light. The angel of noon whose face shines like the sun. May that brightness brighten our hearts and our lives. May it shine into all dark corners. May we be filled with light. May Raphael, Michael extend his wings above, below and all around, guarding and protecting us in the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, the angel of vision, the angel of the twilight, who brings the compassionate waters that cleanse all wounds, that heal all hurts. May the loving presence of Gabriel touch all our lives. May Gabriel extend its wings above, below and all around, guarding and protecting us in the west. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, the light of God that shines in darkness. Keeper of the book, angel of the law, who understands the deep interconnections. Teach us the mystery of death and resurrection. Teach us the mystery of the light within matter. That we may uphold the living law, the balanced pattern of the universe. May Uriel extend its wings above, below and all around, guard and protect us in the north. In the midst of us, there is Metatron Sandalphon, who guard the depth and the height, the angel of the presence, the prince of prayer. And woven into all our days and deeds is the archangel Zerubbabel, the encircler, the weaver, who connects us to the thread of life and truth, who brings the principles of life and light, of love and law, into the perfect pattern of the circled cross. Creating balance and beauty in all the places that we walk. Let us invite this balance and beauty into our bodies by doing the Kabbalistic cross together. Placing our dominant hand upon our foreheads, we visualize the light above us and we say, Ate. Ate. Bringing our hands down the body and bringing the light down into the earth, we say, Malchut. Malchut. Bringing our hand to our right shoulder, we visualize the red sphere of Gevurah. Ve-Gevurah. Bringing our hands to our left shoulder, the blue sphere of Gedulah. Ve-Gedulah. Bringing our hands to our center, we say, Le'olam Amen. Le'olam Amen. And a second time. Ate Malchut. And one last time. Ade Malchut Ve-Gevurah Ve-Gedulah Le'olam Amen. Feeling the resonance of the Kabbalistic cross in our bodies, we deepen this sense by performing the middle pillar exercise. Above our heads, we visualize the pure white sphere of Keter. And here we chant Eaye four times. I will be what I will be. I am what I am. Eaye. Eaye. To the center of Keter, The pillar of light descends to the level of the throat, where it becomes the incandescent violet-grey of Da'at, the sphere of deep knowing. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create. Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim. Feel the connection between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at, as the middle pillar descends to the level of the heart, where it becomes the incandescent golden sun of Tiferet. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at, the God who is in my heart, the God that is known to me. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at, Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at, Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at, Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at. Feel a connection between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at, as the middle pillar descends from Tiferet down into the pelvis, into Yesod, the sphere of the foundation. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty living power, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. Feel the connection between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at, and feeling the descent of the middle pillar from Keter to Da'at, to Tiferet and Yesod, to beneath our feet into Malchut, the sphere of the living kingdom, the sphere of the living body. And here we chant Adonai Ha'aretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Ha'aretz, Adonai Ha'aretz, Adonai Ha'aretz, Adonai Ha'aretz. Feel the connection between Malchut and Yesod, between Yesod and Malchut, between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, Keter and Da'at. Be aware of the whole of the middle pillar, the sphere of pure being of Keter, the mysterious creative sphere of Da'at, the sphere of balance and beauty in the heart of Tiferet, the fountain of power and energy in Yesod, and the beauty of the living earth and the living body in Malchut. Relax into the middle pillar, let the middle pillar hold you as we circulate the lights. As you breathe in, focus on Keter. As you breathe out, let the light pour out like a waterfall down the body to Malchut. As you breathe in, let the light return to Keter, down the back, up the back of the body. Just doing this for 6 cycles. Breathing in, we center in Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down. Breathing in, we bring the light back up. Praying with light. And then the second exercise, as we breathe in, we focus in Keter. As we breathe out, we send the light down the left side of the body to Malchut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up the right side of the body. Again, doing this for 6 cycles, just lightly and swiftly. Letting the light circulate from left to right. Third exercise, as we breathe in and breathe out, we focus into Malchut. As we breathe in, we let the light circulate anti-clockwise up to Keter. As we breathe out, we bring the light down the middle pillar to Malkut. As we breathe in again, we circulate the light anti-clockwise to Keter. As we breathe out, we send the light back down to Malkut. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. And then finally, the fountain exercise. As we breathe in and out, we center in Malkut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up to Keter. As we breathe out, we fountain the light throughout our aura. And then as we breathe in and out again, we gather the light in Malkut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up to Keter. As we breathe out, we fountain the light. Doing again this for 6 cycles. Then just sit in the center of your experience, noticing the effect of the Kabbalistic cross and the middle pillar exercise. And just hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life and prayer. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life and prayer. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life and prayer. Be aware of yourself standing outside the house of life, contemplating the door with the jackal's head door knocker. Be aware of how the house looks today. Be aware of your relationship with the house.